A new large elevator, mandatory staffing levels, camera surveillance for a nearby park, 24-hour community liaison, and a strict review schedule were all a series of additional conditions attached to Monday night's Planning and Zoning Carlock Manor approval. Commission members who voted to grant the conditional use permit said they were trying to respond to comments from several members of the surrounding Fairview neighborhood. That includes the Fairview Community Council, which opposes converting the former motel at Fifth Avenue and Carlock Street into a 48-resident Housing First project for chronic inebriates. The Municipal Planning Department had recommended denial of the request. However, its recommendation was accompanied by 9 proposed additional conditions should the commission grant its approval. Those were all accepted, with more added. Like many of those who testified 2 weeks earlier at a public hearing before the commission, the Planning Department noted the proposed Housing First project lay within the 500 feet required separation from a city park, in this case, the Fairview Lions Club Park. Commissioner Nancy Pease said the distance obligation set by the Assembly was neither scientific nor sacred, and that according to one measurement, the requirement was met.
The park is located over 500 feet from the sole residence entrance to the housing units.
Pease also said the nearest portion of the park was landscaped, not recreational. Plus, there was a new conditional requirement.
That there be continuous live feed video cameras to let Carlock Manor staff observe whether their residents are using the park inappropriately so that they can intervene.
The Municipal Law Department still has to determine the legality of the monitoring. Rural Cap, which will operate Carlock Manor, will also be required to have at least 2 staff members on duty at all times, as well as maintain a direct line that neighborhood residents and businesses can call 24/7 to report a manor resident problem. Art Isham, who voted in favor of the conditional permit, said he liked the extra review process directed toward Carlock Manor and Rural Cap.
In the conditions of approval, we have a yearly non-public hearing review. That's somewhat unusual for something of this nature. We don't do that very often. So this is going to be under a lot of scrutiny. And at those yearly reviews, I have a feeling that we'll be able to deal with Rural Cap and anybody else that is not responding to concerns that the neighborhood has.
In addition to the reviews, Rural Cap must perform regular neighborhood surveys about how the Housing First project is impacting Fairview. James Frederick and Stacy Dean, who voted no, both cited concerns about increased numbers of inebriates in a dangerous traffic area. Some of those who voted in favor said the inebriates were already walking about in that area and that the Planning Department did not see increased risks to pedestrians. Besides Pease and Isham, Connie Yashimura, Bruce Phelps, Terry Parks, John Weddleton, and Chair Tony Jones voted in favor. Rural Cap's Anchorage Services Director, Melinda Freeman, said she expects the Carlock Manor to begin operations in 6 to 8 months. The Fairview Community Council meets Thursday and will consider what action to take, if any. The commission still must formally approve its resolution, which usually occurs about 2 months after the vote. Then anyone who opposes the decision has 20 days to appeal on technical grounds to the City Board of Adjustment. After that, the matter could move into the courts. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.